Shalom to all. Today's daf is on Sanhedrin, daf Yod Zayin. We are starting Tesayin over Beis about 2 lines off from the bottom with a quote from the Mishnah, Sanhedrin Gedolah Haisa V'chulu. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Merim Sar, Basab Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amash, and Havin Aliyah. So we have Machlokes in Mishnah, Tanakama, and Rabbi Yehuda. How many people were on Sanhedrin Gedolah? According to Tanakama, it was 71, because Moshe Rabbeinu was along with the 70 Zakenim that he was told to pick. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, Moshe was separate. So the Gemara says, My time is Rabbanan, the army Moshe Al Gabehen. What's the reason Rabbanan, the Tanakama? Well, that Moshe was on top of them, meaning he was in charge of Sanhedrin, if you will, but he was counted along with them. So it was a total of 71. And that's because Amar Kol Pasuk says, V'siyatzu sham imach, and they shall stand there with you. And what do we learn from here? Yodan Amar Alf on top, imach va'at badayu, it's them with you, and you're with them, meaning everyone's all together, so it's a total of 71. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he would explain this as follows, that imach mishum shechina, them standing with you is because of the shechina. None of you are allowed into the Almayud, so everyone has to stand there, but that doesn't mean that Moshe was with the Sanhedrin, and really it was just 70, and Moshe was separate. So another source for Rabbanan, they would say, Amar Kol Pasuk tells us, V'nasu itchav masa am, and they'll carry the load of the nation with you. What do we learn from here? Itchav at badayu, with you means it's you and them together. So it's a total of 71. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, he explains that itchas bedaimen l'cha. When it says itcha, it doesn't mean that they're physically with you, that it's a total of 71. It means that they're similar to you. They have to be miuchasim, they have to come from a good lineage, and they have to be free from mumen, and that's what it means. Now, Rabbanan, how do they know this? They learn it from this other pasuk, which is actually referring to the Sanhedrin Kitana of 23. And if you have Sanhedrin Gedolah and Sanhedrin Kitana, we learn the big Sanhedrin from the small one, just like the Dayanim of Sanhedrin Kitana have to be b'daimin l'maish Rabbeinu, so too, those are the Sanhedrin Gedolah. So here we have a Marchalikas, 70 or 71. Now we get into the discussion of the pointing of this first Sanhedrin, these first 70 elders. Tanur Rabbanan Brass tells us as follows, the pasuk tells us, v'sharu shnei anashe machina, and two people were left in the camp. Now yesh aram b'kalpi nishtairu, there are those that say that these two people that were left over were left in the box. What does this mean? When Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Esfali Shivim Ish Mizikne Yisrael, gather for me 70 men from the elders of Yisrael, Amar Moshe said to himself, Kitzin Esa, what am I supposed to do? Ever Shishim call Sheva Shevet? Should I choose 6 elders from every Shevet? Well, Nimzu Shnaim Yisrael. That's going to turn out there's going to be 2 extra, because 6 times 12 is 72, not 70. And Ever Chamish Chamishim call Shevet? Should I pick 5 from every Shevet? Well, Nimzu Chasar Achserim. That's going to turn that we're going to fall 10 short, because there's only going to be 60 and not 50. Ever Shishim Shevet Zev Chamishim Shevet Zeh? Should I pick 6 from this Shevet and 5 from that Shevet? Meaning 10 Shvatim will have 6 and 2 Shvatim will have 5. Well, that's not fair, because Arini Matal Kinu Ben Shvatim. That's going to cause jealousy between the Shvatim. Ma'asa, so what did he do? Bir Shisha Shisha, he chose 6 elders from every Shevet, maybe Shim Shnaim Piskim, and he brought 72 notes or lots. Al Shivim Kasav Zakein, on 70 of them, he wrote the word Zakein, Ushnaim Minei Chalak, and 2 of them he left totally blank. Ba'alon, he mixed them all together, Unsan Bakalpi, he put them in a box. Armelhem, he told all 70, Ba'u Tlupis Kechem, everyone should come and take a note out. Kol Misha Al Biyadei Zakein, anyone whose note says on it Zakein, Armelhem, he told him, Kvar Kitchach Shemayim, Hashem was already Mekadesh you clearly were supposed to be a Zakein. And Misha Al Biyadei Chalak, whoever had a piece of paper that was blank, Armelhem, he told him, Amakam Lecha Vatzbacha, Hashem clearly doesn't want you to be one of the Zakenim. Ani ma'aselcha, what am I supposed to do for you? And therefore, going back to the beginning, when it says, v'sharu shnei anashe v'machine, that means 2 lots were left in the box because Eldon and Medon, who were the people that were remaining in the camp, they didn't come because they were afraid that they weren't going to be picked. Now, before we get to another answer of what that means, v'sharu shnei anashe v'machine, we just have something similar. Similarly, the pasuk tells us, you shall take 5 shkalim per head. We know that before the Chet Ha'egel, the Bechayrim were supposed to do avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Afterwards, they lost that schos and it went exclusively to Leviim. And it turns out that there was 22,000 Leviim and 22,273 firstborns. So Kedusha of 22,000 Bechayrim transferred to 22,000 Leviim, but then there was 273 Bechayrim that still had to redeem themselves. They still needed this pidyon of 5 shkalim. And about this, our Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ketzad Asal Hen L'Yisrael, what am I supposed to do for these Yidin? Im Omer Loi, if I tell Yid, tell him pidyoncha, you have to give me the pidyon of 5 shkalim, but saying then you could go, you're redeemed. Yomerli, he's going to tell me, Kvar B'dayni Ben Levi, a Ben Levi already redeemed me, meaning I transferred my Kedusha to a Levi, so I don't have to give you 5 shekel. So Ma'asa, what did he do? Hevi Esrim Shnaim Alafim Piskin. He took 22,000 notes because of Alain Ben Levi, and he wrote the words Ben Levi on them. Val Shlosh V'Shem Masayim on 273, Kaz V'Alain Chamish Shkalim. He wrote the words 5 Shkalim. Ba'alon, he mixed them up in Son Bakalpi. He put them in a box. Arm Lahen, he told all the Bechayrim, Tlupis Kechem, take your note out of the box. Mishal Abiyad Ben Levi. If the note said Ben Levi, Arm Lahen told him, Kvar B'dalcha Ben Levi. That means that Ben Levi already redeemed you, and your condition was transferred. And Mishal Abiyad Chamish Shkalim, whoever had a note that said 5 Shkalim, Arm Lahen told him, Tempid Yon Chavitzei. You have to give your opinion of 5 shkalim and then you go. Now go back to original discussion. Rav Shimon says, "B'machane nishtairu, Eldon and Medod remained in the camp." That's what it means. V'yisharu shnei anashe machane. And why did they dafka remain in the camp? Not because, like we originally said, according to the Tanakama, they were afraid they weren't going to be picked as Zakenim. It was for a different reason. When Hashem told Moshe, "Esli shivim ish, gather 70 men for me," Amru Eldon and Medod. Eldon and Medod said to themselves, "Ain anu ru'im la'isa gedula. We're not fitting for this greatness, so we don't even want to show up because we're too small." Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Hoil Miatem Atzbechem, since you minimize yourself, you humbled yourselves, Harini Moisa Gdula Gulaschem, I'm going to add greatness onto your greatness, Umagdula Hoysafalahem, and what greatness did he add for them? Shenevim Kulon Misnabim Pasku. All these Nevim, meaning the 70 people who were picked to be elders, they had Nevuah and then they stopped. Vehim Nisnabu Veloy Pasku, whereas Elder Medod, they had Nevuah and they didn't stop. And Uma Nevuah Nisnabu, what was the Nevuah that they had? We're going to have three different opinions. Amru, they said, Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machas Yisrael La'aret, Moshe is going to die, and Yeshua is going to bring everyone into Eretz Yisrael. Now, B'chan Ayim Rishon Rebelezer, he says, what was their Nevuah? Al Iske Slav Ayim Nisnabin. They gave Nevuah about the Slav, the birds that came, and they said, Alei Slav, Alei Slav, come up Slav, come up Slav. Now, Rachman Amr, he gives a different explanation. Al Iske Goy Gumagoy Ayim Nisnabin. Their Nevuah was about the war of Goy Gumagoy at the end of days. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Koyim Hashem Alekim, So says Hashem Alekim, Ha'atohu Asher Dibarti B'yom Kadmoinim. Is it you, Goy, about whom I spoke in the early days, Biyad Avdei Nevi Yisrael, through my Avadim and Levim of Yisrael, Hanibim B'yom Mahim, they gave Nevuah in those days, Shanim in those years, Lahavi Oischa Aleim V'Gaimer, and now we're going to make a drasha out of one of the words in the Pasuk. I'll take Rishanim, don't read it as Shanim, meaning years, Ela Shnayim, read it as two, meaning the Pasuk would be telling us, Nevi Yisrael, Hanim B'yom Mahim Shnayim, that there was two Nevi'im that gave Nevuah back in the day, Be'ezuhain Shnayim Nevi'im, Shenisnayim Operek Echa Nevuah Achas, who those two Nevi'im be, that gave the same Nevuah at the same time, Hava Omer Elder Umedad, it must be referring to Elder Umedad. Now we analyze this. Amar Meir was just stated, Kol Nevim Kulon Nisnabu Pasku, all these, the Shivim Skanim, they gave Nevuah but then they stopped. Vein Nisnabu Vole Pasku, whereas Elder Umedad, they gave Nevuah and didn't stop. The question is, Menal and Pasku, how do we know the other ones, they stopped giving Nevuah, they had for a short time and then that's it? Elim from Samuel said, because the Pasuk says, Vaisnabu Vole Yosafu, and the word Vole Yosafu over here means they didn't add on, they didn't continue. That can't be because El Meata, that's really so. In regards to the sound that was heard at Har Sinai, it says, Kol Gadol V'lo Yosef, Hachan Amid L'lo Yosefu, would that also be that the sound didn't continue? We know the opposite was true, that the sound just continued going and going, and therefore V'lo Yosefu can't mean that they didn't continue. Ella rather, D'lo Yosefu, it means it didn't stop. So how do we know that these Nevi'im did stop giving Nevuah? Ella rather, Hachak Ksev over here, it says, V'yisnaba'u, that they gave Nevuah in past tense, whereas Hasam by Elder Umedad, Ksev, it says, Misnaba'im, that they are giving Nevuah, Adain Misnabim V'holchim, they're still continuing to give Nevuah, so we see that the Shim Zekanim had Nevuah and then they stopped, whereas Elder Umedad continued giving Nevuah. We continue analyzing. Bishlam Manda Amar Moshe Meis. We understand according to Manda Amar, which was the first one, the Nevuah which Elder Umedad had was that Moshe is going to die. Hayim Dechsev, we can understand the continuation of the Pasuk, is that Yeshua came to Moshe and he said, Adeni Moshe, Kalayim, my master Moshe, you should destroy them, because Yeshua didn't want to hear that Moshe was going to die. El Manda Amar Ach Tarti, but according to the other two Manda Amrim, then the Nevuah was about the Slav, or the Nevuah was about Gaigu Magog, my Adeni Moshe Kalayim. What was Yeshua trying to say? And the answer is, the Lava Rechara. It's not proper for them to be giving Nevuah. Because it's like a Talmud who's paskening in front of his Rebbe, and therefore you should destroy them because they shouldn't be giving Nevuah at all. We continue analyzing. We understand, according to these other two explanations of what their Nevuah was, we understand that Moshe's response to Yeshua was, Miyitain, and Moshe basically told Yeshua, how great would it be if everyone would be Nevi'im, because their Nevuah wasn't affecting him. So it makes sense that he would say that. But according to the first Mandamar, that the Nevuah they gave was that Moshe was going to die, was it actually good for Moshe Beinu that they were giving such Nevuah? Why would he say miyitain? It seems to be that he's happy with this Nevuah. And the answer is, the Yeshua didn't finish telling Moshe what they were saying. All he did was come to Moshe and say that Eldon and Medad are giving Nevuah in the camp. And he didn't say what their Nevuah was, and so that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's great, all the nations should be Nevi'im. Now he just asked, my Kalayim, what was Yeshua suggesting when he said Kalayim, destroy them? Did he really want Moshe Rabbeinu to kill them? Obviously not. Amar Lei, he was telling him, Hata Aleim Tzorchei Tzibur, you should put all the needs of the Tzibur on them, Vein Kalin Malayan, and they're going to stop on their own because they're going to be so tired and so busy with the Tzorchei Tzibur, they're not going to be able to give Nevuah. We continue to explain the Mishnah, and this is where the Mishnah had explained the source for Sanhedrin of 23. It says the word Eda twice, and Eda is 10, so that's a total of 20. And what about the other three? So we'd explain that an acquittal only needs a majority of one, but a conviction needs a majority of two, and that makes 22 Dayanim, and Ein Bezdin Shakol, we can't have even Bezdin, so we had a third Dayan for a total of 23. The Gemara asks, Saif Saif Lura Al Pishnaim Lamishkachasla. At the end of the day, if we want to convict the fellow, we're not going to have a majority of two, because Amar Shach Yechad Asar Mezakin Ushnem Asar Mechayvin, if 11 are acquitting and 12 are convicting, Akadi Chadhu, that's only a majority of one, not of two, and Yasar Mezakin Ushlash Asar Mechayvin, if 10 are acquitting and 13 are convicting, so Tlasahavu, that's a majority of three, not of two. So Amar Ravo says, you're right, Yatamaitse El Mesifin Videvra Akal, the only way you're going to find a majority of two is when we have to add Dayanim on. For example, one of the Dayanim says, I don't know, and then we're going to add on another two Dayanim, not one Dayan. That's according to everybody. So we're going to have a total of 24 Dayanim in this case, and then we could have a majority of two. It could be 13 to 11. Or another option would be, Ubisan Hedge Gedoyla, Valibi Rabbi Huda, the Amar Shevim. It could be talking about the big Sanhedrin, according to Rabbi Huda, who holds that there are 70 dayanim. So when we have 70, which is an even number, there is a possibility of having a majority of two. Now Rav Ho just makes a statement, b'maisifin, when we add dayanim to the bezin, because let's say one of the dayanim doesn't know, eisen bezin shakal lechatchila, we're going to make an even bezin lechatchila. As we just explained, if there's 23 dayanim, but one didn't know, so there's 22, then we're going to add two more, that's 24, and that's a bezin shakal, which we'll have lechatchila. Ask the Gemara Pshita, that's obvious. What's the chiddush? Why does he have to tell us that? We already know that. And the answer is, Ma'otim, you might have thought, that when a dayim says, I don't know, it's as if he's still part of the bezdin. And if he says something else, he puts in his opinion, we're going to listen to him. The chiddush is, once a dayim says, I don't know, it's as if he's not even here. He's not counted. It's not that we have 23 plus 2, it's we have 22. We take him out. And if he tries to say something and add something to the case at hand, we don't listen to him at all. And that's the chiddush. Now, another thing about Sanhedrin, Amar Kani says, Sanhedrin Shro Kul Nchaiva, if this Sanhedrin of, let's say, 23, every single one of the Dayanim saw only for Chayv. Paitre Noisei, we're going to potter the guy, actually. My time, why is that? Kimit Gmiri, that's because since we know, we're going to see later on, Halon is Din, Lemevel Leis Chusa, that we have a concept of Halon is Din, that we have to have the Din sit overnight. Let's say we have a whole discussion, someone who quit, someone to convict, so we're going to actually put the Din on pause and pick up the next day, that's called Halon is Din, in order to be able to try to find this Chus for this fellow. But Vahani, Sule Chazule, these Dayanim, since they all unanimously convicted him, they're not going to be able to find this chus for him, which means there's no purpose of halonas din, and since we're not going to be able to become this halacha, we actually potter the guy completely. Now going on to discuss the character of the dayanim, Amar Yechon Rechon says, Ein Moshim Sanhedrin, we're not going to make as part of Sanhedrin, Ela Bali Kaima, they have to be people of height, Ubali Chachma, they have to be full of wisdom, Ubali Mare, they have to have good appearance, Ubali Zikna, they have to be of age, not too old, but definitely of significant age, Ubali Kshafim, they also have to know about witchcraft, and V'yodin Ba'ayin Lashoin, they have to be able to speak or understand 70 languages, because Sanhedrin can't hear from a translator. If two random Edom coming from China can't have an interpreter telling the Bezdin what they're saying, because that's called Eid Mipi Eid. That's not a direct Eidos. The Dayanim have to speak the 70 languages so they can understand what the Eid is saying, no matter where the Eid is coming from. Continuing to discuss, Rabbi Yehuda Merafi tells us, Ein Moshim Sanhedrin, Elo Misha Yedei Al Ataras HaSheretz Min HaTorah. We're only allowed to appoint someone as a Dayan to Sanhedrin if he knows how to be Matar HaSheretz Min HaTorah. Now, obviously, we know that a dead Sheretz is Tomei Midai Raisa. He just has to be so sharp and so analytical that through his reasoning, he should be able to come up with some sort of logic that theoretically could be Matara Sheretz. Now, Rav said, Ani Adin Matarenu, I can make this din, I can make such a limud and be Matara Sheretz. Yuzano Bezatab, Uma Nachash Shememis Umar Betoma, Tahar, just like a Nachash, a snake, who kills and increases Toma in the world because it kills people and large animals, which when they die, they are Tame. Nonetheless, when a snake itself dies, it's Tahar, because it's not considered one of the Shemayin Shratzim, Sheretz, a Sheretz itself, Chaini Memis Umar Betoma, it doesn't kill people and large animals and doesn't increase Toma in the world, Ainu Din Shei Tahar, shouldn't it for sure be Tahar when it dies? And that's Rav's logic. However, the Gemara says, Valahi, that's not good enough. Mi dehava akoitz ba'alma, because using that svar, that's no difference than a thorn. A thorn is very sharp and can kill people and animals, and that would be Mar Betoma. But of course, a thorn itself is not Tame, and therefore this isn't good enough logic. The Gemara continues, now going back to discuss Dayanim who understand all languages. From Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Ir She'ein Ba Shnayim L'daber Echa L'shmaya, any city that doesn't have at least two people that could speak every language and at least another one that could understand the languages, even though we can't speak them, in Mishima Sanhedrin, we can't make a Sanhedrin in that city. And Ubeitar, in the city Beitar, Hayu Shloisha, there was three people that were able to speak all languages. Ubi Yavne, in the city Yavne, Arba, there was four. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva, and Vishimon HaTimni, Don Lefnei Bakarka. Shimon HaTimni, even though he wasn't a Dayon, he sat in front of them on the ground and discussed halachas with them, but he also understood all languages. The Gemara asked on this Mesve, we have a Brass that tells us, Shlishes Chachma. If there are three Dayonim that could speak all languages, Chachma, that's wisdom, meaning we can make a Bezdin. And Revius in the Malahimeno, if there's four, there's nothing greater than that. But we see from this Brisa that the minimum amount of Dayanim that need to speak all languages is three, not two, like Rav said. And the answer is Hudamar Katana. Rav says like the following Tana. The Tanya, we have Brisa Ferish that tells us that Shnia Chachma. If there's just two Dayanim, that's Chachma, and we can have a Bezin, Shlishes in the Malahimeno, and it's three that's in the Malahimeno. Not three and four, but two and three. Now we're going to go through a whole bunch of phrases that we find scattered throughout the Gemara and what they're referring to. When the Gemara says Lamedim Fnei Chachamim, that they learned in front of the Chachamim, that's referring to Levi Me Rebbe, Levi from Rebbe. When it says Donal Fnei Chachamim, they discussed or they argued in front of the Chachamim, that's referring to Shimon ben Azai, Veshem ben Zoima, Vechanan HaMitzri, Vechanan ben Chachinoi. Now Rav Nachman Yitzchak Masni, he teaches Chamisha. The Donal Fnei Chachamim refers to five people, Shimon, Shimon, Veshemin, the first two Shimons that we just mentioned. The third Shimon is Shimon HaTimni, and Chanan, Vechananya. On to another expression, when it says Rabbi Sinu Shea Bavel, that's referring to Rav Shmuel. Another expression, Rabbi Sinu Shea Beretz Yisrael, that's referring to Rabbi Abba. Another expression, Dayani Gaila, the Dayanim of the Diaspora, that's referring to Karna. Dayani Beretz Yisrael, that's referring to Rav Ami Rav Asi. Dayani de Pompadisa, that's Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. Dayani de Narda, that's Rav Abba Bar Minyumi. Sabi de Sura, the elders of Sura, that's Rav Huna Rav Chesda. Sabi de Pompadisa, that's Rav Yehuda Rav Eina. Charife de Pompadisa, the sharp ones of Pompadisa, that's Eifa Vavim Bnei Rechava, these two sons of Rechava, Eifa and Avimi. Amayroi de Pompadisa, who's this referring to? Rabba Rav Yosef. Amayroi de Nardai, this is Rav Chama. And when the Gemara says Narbaloi Masnu, the Narbaloi taught, that's Royan Bar Berebi. And when it says Amri Bei Rav, they send in the Besmerish of Rav, that's referring to Rav Huna. The question is, how could we say that? Va'amar Rav Huna, Amri Bei Rav. We have a memory that Rav Huna himself said that Amri Bei Rav, they send in the Besmerish of Rav. So Rav Huna can't be the one who's referred to when it says Amri Bei Rav if Rav Huna himself is saying this. Ella must be Rav Hamnuna. Then when it says Amri Bei Rav, it's referring to Rav Hamnuna. Continuing, when it says Amri Marava, that's referring to Rav Yirmiya. And when it says Shalchu Mitam, they sent from there, from Eretz Yisrael, that's Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. Another expression, when it says Machu Allah Marava, that they laughed about this in Eretz Yisrael, that's Rav Elazar. Now the question is, we have a member that tells us, Shalchu Mitam, they sent from there, Lidivir Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, according to Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. So it can't be that Shalchu Mitam means Rav Yossi Bar Chanina, because the message that's coming from there was B'Shem Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. So the Shalchu Mitam has to be somebody else. The Gemara says, you're right, El Epo, let's switch these last two around. Shalchu Mitam is Rav Elazar, and Machu Allah Marava is Rav Yossi Bar Chanina. I want to explain the last part of Mishnah, where we add a machlokes, how many people have to be in a city in order to establish Sanhedrin of 23? And the first opinion was, there has to be 120 people. And the question is, what are these 120 people doing? Where does this number come from? And the answer is, 23 is for the Dayanim of the Sanhedrin. And another three rows of 23 people, we're going to see later on in the Masechta, that when Sanhedrin Ketana was sitting, there was three rows of 23 Chachamim sitting in front of them, just in case we have to add on to the Sanhedrin, so we have a pool of people to pick from. That's a total of 92 right now. We need another 10 batalonim beis kinesis. These people are batal from al malacha, and they're ready to be in shul to daven in the morning and in the evening. That's 102. Ushnei seifrim, two court scribes. Ushnei chazanin, two chazanim. These are the ones that would give malchus, and they would summons people to bezdin. Ushnei baladinim, and the two litigants. Ushnei edim, we have to have two edim. Ushnei zaymin, we have to have two people that could be zaymimim of the edim. And ushnei zaymin zaymin, we also have to have another two people that could potentially be mazim, those who were mazim in the edim. Harei mei var beser, it's a total of 114. And what about the remaining six? V'tanya v'brasa tells us, kol ir she'en ba asar dvar malalu, ein tamar chacham rishay lo de b'saycha, any city that doesn't have the following 10 things, al tamar chacham is not allowed to live there. Number one, bezin makin ba'ayin shim, a bezin that could give makis and punishments, v'kupish al tzedakah nigvas v'shenayim, and the tzedakah collections, which are collected by two people, u'mischalakas b'shloisha, and it's given out by three people, u'beis ha'knesses, there has to be a shul there, u'beis ha'merchatz, a bathhouse, u'beis ha'kisei, and a bathroom, roife, a doctor, which is really referring to a mile to give circumcisions to baby boys, v'uman, and a bloodletter, v'lavlar, and a scribe, u'malamet tinaikis, and a cheder rebbe, and m'shem Rabbi Kiva, amru, the name of Rabbi Kiva, they said, af mine peres, there also has to be different types of fruits there, v'mineshi mine peres, m'yirnesayinayim, because different types of fruits brighten the eyes, and so that has to be in a city as well, in order for Talmud Chacham to live there. But either which way, we see from this braisa, there's another six people that are going to be in the city doing various jobs, as that's a total of 120. Now going to the last part of Mishnah, Rav Nechemi had said there has to be 230 people in a city. That's because every single person of the Sanhedrin is, so to speak, over or in charge of 10 people in the city. That's what we call Sariah Saras. So that's 23 times 10, which is 230. Now we have another opinion. The Gemara brings a braisa. Tanya, Rebbe Ami Rebbe says, Yud Chesam Ralph on top, Masai Mishim Veshiva, that there actually has to be 277 people in the city. 230 is like Rav Nechemia, but another 47 are necessary, because when we have our Sanhedrin of 23, we might have to continue adding on judges if we keep on reaching a stalemate, and a total of 47 will be added in order to reach the number of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Ask more, hold on a second, but Tanya, we have a braisa that Rebbe says, Masayim Rishim Mishmaina, that we have to have 278 people in the city, not 277, and the answer is like, Hasha, no problem. HaRabbi Yehuda HaRabbanon. The first member of Rebbe is, according to Rebbe Yehuda, that there's only 70 people on Sanhedrin Gedolah, therefore at max, we would add 47 Dayanim to our original Bezin of 23, and that brings us to a total of 70. Whereas according to the second Memra, we would end up adding a maximum of 48 Dayanim to the original Bezin of 23, because that's according to Rabbanon, that the Sanhedrin Gedolah was 71 and not 70. And last we conclude, Tarabon Abrasa tells us, in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu setting up the original Sanhedrin and the whole system of paskening, it says, V'samta aleim, sari alafim, sari meis, sari chamishim, v'sari asaris. And you shall place over them officers of thousands, hundreds, fifties, and tens. We know there were 600,000 males in between the ages of 20 and 60, and so now we're going to see how many judges there were. Sari alafim, sheish meis, officers of thousands, there were 600 of them. Sari meis, officers of hundreds, sheishas alafim, there were 6,000 of them. Sari chamishim, officers of 50, shneimasar elef, that's 12,000. And sari asarais, officers of tens, sheishas ribay, that's 60,000. It turns out in this original court system that was set up by Moshe Rabbeinu, there were 78,600 judges. Mazar finishing the first parak of Masechet Sanhedrin, just like we're going to finish this parak together, we should be going to finish the entire Masechet together, and of course, all of Shas together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow beginning the second parak of the Masechet. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.